Proclamation Number 0448 of 2nd of June, 1938 Acceptance of Faith Without Recognition. Living Faith. Blessing. If you take part in all events, you will also continue to gain experiences, which will always only serve you, because you will either have to reject or agree, and in any case you have sharpened your power of judgment, without which recognition is not easily possible even in the spiritual. The patriarchs taught the silent, unquestioning acceptance of faith. This sure is good, if man can confess himself inwardly to it, but it is never good to accept something blindly without own judgment, because this is as good as no value at all. This acceptance would then be less of one's own will, but rather a certain indolence of thought, and such a belief can neither have a beneficial effect nor become stronger in itself. It will therefore never be able to act as a force. And hence the blessings of such a faith are very limited. Only when man himself is awakened, when the spirit becomes active in him and he deals with spiritual questions, faith also begins to come alive. Everything that was dead words so far, when not rejected, comes to life and constantly stimulates the spirit. It must now inevitably begin an eager striving to put into practice everything that faith teaches. The connection with the Divine Father is established, and now the earthly child is supported by divine grace in its striving, and no opportunity passes by to take up spiritual food and to strengthen itself through it. Because the Father considers all those who seek him, and wants to pave the way that leads to him. So the faith that becomes a deed is first the real faith, everything else is dogmatic. Whatever does not find the way to the innermost heart, is worthless until the power of the Holy Spirit could have an illuminating effect on the willing human child. Only then does the Father give his blessing to this child and helps him to strengthen in firm faith, and to learn through this faith to regard everything he encounters on his earthly career as a wise act of providence of the Father, and the heart can then approach the Father much more intimately, because deep faith also brings him knowledge about his relationship with the Heavenly Father. The rest of life will then always only be a leaning against the Father's heart, which embraces this child with deep love. And if faith has brought about this, then the earthly child is never abandoned, because it finds in him all help in need, who always provides it. Amen.